Seattle Travels. https://wp.me/p7naso2w1. Portland. Family Seattle Connections. I just got back from a trip to Seattle, one of my favorite cities in the world. I have a long family connection to Seattle. My grandfather met my grandmother at the University of Washington and they were a campus couple before he settled in the Yakima Valley in the 1920s. He was German-American and fought in World War I under his German name despite the widespread prejudice of the time. His wife was Norwegian, like many people in Washington state in those days. My father went to the University of Washington in the 1940s and was a student activist vice president of the University Students Association and led a successful fight to integrate the University of Washington. For that, he was rewarded by being put on the FBI list of possible suspicious people because in those days the Communist Party was the leader in the early civil rights movement and was in favor of integration. After the university capitulated and allowed black students to attend the university, they required black students to live off campus or in black dormitories. Right after my father led the fight to integrate student housing, the FBI investigated my father and put him on the list of suspected people. They interviewed my father's roommate who told them to go F themselves. My father got a PhD and was offered a position at the University of Washington in the economics department, but opted to move to UC Berkeley where he ended up being my mom. He had been married briefly in Seattle and had a daughter who grew up in Seattle. I went back and forth to Yakima during the summers because my father had a summer home there and I visited Seattle once or twice as a child. Later in my 30s, I went to the Jackson School of International Studies at the University of Washington and the Evans School of Public Affairs also at the University of Washington. My Korean-born wife and I became a campus couple as well. She attended the ROTC and was commissioned an officer after graduating from UW. While there we met a lot of the Korean-American community. Seattle has long had a large, vibrant Asian community and is the fifth largest Korean community in the United States. We also visited Vancouver a lot and Yakima, Washington to visit my uncle who had taken over the family's fruit business. Sadly, my father died in 1985 and we buried him in Yakima. We visited his grave in Yakima in 2019. Seattle weather blues. We like Seattle very much, but only during the summer and springtime. The winters are cold, wet, and gloomy, with the sun setting at 4 p.m. and rising at 8 a.m. And we were gonna going to and from campus. In the dark, my wife did not like it. Neither did I, frankly. I learned that in Seattle during the winter, the common greeting is nice weather for ducks. Because only the ducks like the cold, wet, rainy days. It rains there every day for 3 or 4 months, but in the summer, it is delightful with sunset at about 10 p.m. and sunrise at about 4:30 a.m. Revisiting UW. So this time around, I spent a full day driving around with my wife and my Korean brother-in-law and my Korean niece. On the sides, when we drove up from Portland, where we were spending the night and spent the afternoon and early evening, we drove to the University of Washington campus, took a lot of pictures, and went out to old student housing at Sandpoint Way, located at an abandoned Navy base. Visiting Seattle Center. We drove down to the Seattle Center and rode up to the Space Needle and took great pictures. I recalled my two memorable meals at the Space Needle. In 1988 my wife and I went there for my last meal in Seattle after graduating from UW. I also went there in 1979 for a pre-departure meet and greet when I joined the Peace Corps meeting in Seattle before flying to Narita, Japan, and on to Korea. Pike Place Market Original Starbucks. Then we went to Pike Place Market and the original Starbucks and drove around. Great food. Seattle is a foodie delight town. We left town around 8 p.m. and had a delightful seafood dinner in, of all places, Federal Way, where we found a restaurant called Crawfish Island which had some of the best crayfish, clams and fish that I've had in a long time. Oh no, it was a great trip. The previous time I've been in Seattle was a few years before when we drove up to Seattle, spent the night before taking my cruise to Alaska. On that trip, we drove around the town as well and saw the things that had changed. Things had not changed. Oh no. I was very impressed with Seattle this time around and I realized why it has become a world-class city. Northwest Poems. I have had a long history with the city of Seattle, dating back to my grandparents, who met there at UW and were a campus couple, and my father who attended UW and became a student leader, fighting to integrate the university. I first visited the city when I was a young man, when we spent the summer in Yakima, where we had a family home. Decades later, I visited the city before I went to the Peace Corps. Then my wife and I lived there for 4 years while we were attending graduate school at the University of Washington. And we fell under its seductive spell, living and breathing Seattle, falling in love again with the city in 1988. We left the city and traveled the world, came back twice, once to take and pass the Foreign Service oral exam, and once decades later to take a cruise to Alaska, and found that the city had changed in many ways, but the old Seattle remained, and I wanted to come back. And now my nephew lives there, and my half-sister lives there, adding another element to our families. Ongoing Seattle family history. Why I had been there before, I cannot say, but this much I do know. Seattle remains a part of me, and I remain a part of its history. Yakima Desert Blues. Yakima, Washington. The ancestral home of my father's Aller family. Since 1920. Kept alive in my family's history. Went back and forth like a yo-yo between Yakima and the Bay Area. Mostly when I was a young man. In 2019, I visited the ghosts at my father's grave. I did not realize how much Yakima had not changed. Ever since I was a child, I thought that Yakima simply was too much of a desert outpost. Even then I knew why my father had led the town. Rarely did I think that my father would want to return. But, he did over and over until the day he died and was buried in the ancestral homeland next to his parents. But for me, the Yakima of my childhood no longer remained. The lesson learned from all of this is Yakima remains in my heart until the day I die. I know that my family's history in Yakima, even now Yakima, the desert town of my father's birth, will not be a home for me anymore. It remains a foreign outpost and is not anymore for me. Because of you, I'm in a Seattle kind of mood. Because of you, I'm in a Seattle kind of mood. When I look out my window and see the raindrops gently falling all around, and I feel that special Seattle kind of chill in my bones, I think of you with a Seattle kind of mood. In the morning, wherever I am in this crazy world, if I see raindrops gently falling all around, blue mood dissolves in the rain's gentle mist, and I cry out with all my heart, because of you, I am in a Seattle kind of mood. As I walk down the street in distant foreign lands, whether I am in Bangkok, Barbados, Madrid, New York, Medford, Portland, Seoul, Taipei, Tokyo, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Whether I am in China, India, Thailand, or Spain. Whenever I feel the rain's gentle embrace, I get into that Seattle kind of mood. Seattle, a Seattle kind of mood. Fresh salmon sizzling over a hickory smoke fire. Ivar's clam chowder and Red Hook ale. Pike Place Market. Bums in Pioneer Square. Great Asian food. In the International District. Or in the U District. And angry hippies. Preaching in Red Square. Yuppies drinking downtown. Geeks in Redmond. Making the world safe. For the Amazon, Microsoft, Nordstrom, Starbucks, Seattle corporations. And the Mariners. Loose again. While the Huskies dream of Rose Bowls to come. And the Seahawks dream of a future Super Bowl. Someday. And everywhere. Rain falling down. Oh yeah. A Seattle kind of mood. Because of you. I get into that Seattle kind of mood. In the morning. As I fight the horrendous traffic. And breathe in deadly, killer air. I cough, cough, and remember the green, green air of Seattle. And because of you, I get into that Seattle kind of mood. Seattle, Seattle, kind of mood. The Huskies and the Seahawks are always number one in my heart. While the Mariners are always last in the nation. But what the hell? I'm in a Seattle kind of mood. I sit in the International District, eating dim sum, and drinking Ballad Bitter, watching the crowds, dodge the ever-present raindrops, walking the streets, under their bumper shoots, Seattle kind of mood, as I wake up, each day in crazy foreign lands, I hear the falling raindrops, calling me home, oh why did you leave me, they cry out. In a Seattle sort of voice. Whispering. In the gently falling rain. Seattle, Seattle kind of mood. And so my dear. Wherever I roam. In this wide planet of ours. From here to entreaty. And beyond. All the way to. The red plains of Mars. Whenever I hear. The gentle patter of raindrops. I'll get into that. Seattle kind of mood. And dream of spending eternity with you. Watching the Seattle rain gently falling on our bumper shoots as we walk down the beach hand in hand, digging the gooey ducks while drinking Rainier ale. All because of you. I'll always be in a Seattle kind of mood. Monkeys run amok in Seattle. I am a member of Earth First, based in Seattle. We decide that we will do one action per month to radically change the environment and generate publicity for our efforts and gain recruits. After much discussion, we decide to liberate all the animals being used for testing at UW Medical School and in other labs in the city and to free the animals in zoo. We would take the animals out to the woods outside of town and let them run free. We plan our attack with great care and we strike with military precision in the middle of the night 1 week and liberate 5,000 animals. We release the animals and film it on YouTube. The YouTube goes viral. The animals run free and soon establish themselves in the forests near Seattle. The tigers and lions soon breed and become established eating deer and other animals. The monkeys move into the city and the city of Seattle soon becomes their home. The monkeys do very well, and even survive the winter. They soon become a tourist attraction. The zoo is closed down as they can't afford to round up the animals who have all gone native. The UW Medical School denied that they were engaged in animal testing, so we publish their secret research online. It is a great victory for Earth First. Other animal liberation actions take place across the country. Within 5 years, monkey troops have become established throughout the U.S. Lions and tigers have also flourished eating deer and helping to keep deer populations in check. There were isolated lion and tiger attacks on humans, but for the most part the lions and tigers stick to deer meat. Other animals also flourished. Elephants take to the Central Valley, and most of the African animals we had released were released into the Central Valley, which became known as America's Serengeti. The wild animals become a huge tourist attraction.